Mako, one of the ocean's most ferocious predators. Unrivaled in power, unmatched in speed. Until now. Mako, Orlando's tallest, fastest, longest coaster, has surfaced at SeaWorld. Experience even more thrills at Aquatica, SeaWorld's water park. For a limited time, visit both parks for just $99. Taxes, service fees, and parking not included. Restrictions apply.
Love Talk Radio.
They're right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yo, it's the boss, Big Chronicles, and you're listening to Ground War Radio. Come ride with the team, with the host, Carter Mafioso, Young Nah, Just KP, King Diggs, Miss Chiefs, Problem, and DJ Sergeant Rock. We are Reality Radio, groundhardradio.com. We run this shit. Squad deep, my nigga. Check that. My team's still better than yours. Stop the fuckers. Mobbing on you hoes. You dig? Mob. The boss, Big Chronicles, and you're listening to Ground War Radio.
Grind hard radio, we mob, and we run the matrix with the buff. Dick grinding, dick all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in.
From the 619 to the 228 to the 330, we grind it. Got Just KP with the hip hop news while Young Nah spit that fire. Call 323 693 3043 this week. Got hot topics every week, awareness shows the hip hop beat.
Grind hard radio, we mob. And we run the matrix with the buff, dick, grind a dick, all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in. Grind hard radio, we mob. And we run the matrix with the buff, dick, grind a dick, all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in. Live interviews, hip hop trivia, and pumping the dump to Charles Bill. Executive producer, China Brunning. We are Reality Radio, Team Grind Hard, number one on Blog Talk, GHR, check the squad. Grind Hard Radio, we mob, and we run the matrix with the buff, dick, grind a dick, all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in. Grind Hard Radio, we mob, and we run the matrix with the buff, dick, grind a dick, all across across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in.
Radio. Got it. Hi, Danny and T, 803.
I'm a shot caller, I make boss moves, made man decisions, I can off you, OG status, tied with the mob, mafioso world, million dollar top. I'm a shot caller, I make boss moves, made man decisions, I can off you, OG status, tied with the mob, mafioso world, million dollar top. Until my team is stable, blood, sweat, and tears. I'm in this to the end. Music, my my motivation. That keeps my vision clear. I'm a shot caller. I make man-made decisions. Give you a proposition. Put you in a better position. All of my team be eating. Everybody in their own lane. Ain't got no time for sleeping. On the ground trying to get that change. I'm tired with the mob. Cause I come from the hearse. Grew up in Hammond Village. In Broad River.
We broadcasting live on Ground Hard Radio for a special, special edition. You know what I'm saying? This is one time for your mind, so everybody get ready. You know what I'm saying? My name is DJ Sergeant Rock, Ground Hard Radio resident DJ. And right about now, we doing a special, special episode where we are interviewing two of the number one hosts on the show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get the interview going with the boss, Jit Chronicles, and we got the vice president, Kata Mafioso, in the building. You know what I'm talking about? So we want y'all to sit back and relax and enjoy this special edition of Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? So, fellas, let's kick it off like this. You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, say what's up to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate y'all, you know, for, you know, letting me do this. Interview y'all, you know, so we can get a, you know, closer in-depth look at some of the people who are behind the scenes at Grind Hard Radio, because you know a lot of people don't get a chance to know all this, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to do a little something like this. I'm just going to throw it out there, you know what I'm saying? All right, Jit Chronicles.
Oh, shit.
He is
I gotta
an entertainer.
Right? I knew that shit.
yeah.
What's up, little bit, boy? I'm ready.
Hey, he is an entertainer. He is also the boss, head honcho, and mayor of Duval County. You know what I'm saying? Yes, and he's also, you know what I'm saying, basically in control of a lot of the things that go on at Grind Hard Radio, such as the Grown Folks Business Show, the Radio Diva Show. You know what I'm saying? And everything else, the Sade Champagne Show. And we got so much stuff coming up for Grind Hard Radio. I just want to ask you. And this is from me, you know what I'm saying? I just want to ask you, how hard was it at first to actually get into it? And how did you level everything off once you got, you know, comfortable with it?
How hard was it for me to get into it? I wouldn't say it was that hard, bro. You know what I'm saying, my nigga? I feel like even though this ain't something like, oh, it was my childhood dream or whatever the case may be, even though I did knew I wanted to be in some type of the entertainment business, it wasn't that fucking hard for me to fall into it because everybody around me was either a rapper, a model, or, you know, something pertaining to the fucking industry, you know. So how long did it take me to get comfortable, man? I'd say about 2-3 years, bro, because I always tell the motherfucker, and I got to keep it 100, when we first started the show back in 2011, we didn't take it that serious. That's why we telling folks, like, we knew what the fuck we was doing, but at the end of the day, we kind of didn't. You know what I'm saying? Because we didn't treat it like a job. We treated it more like a fucking hobby. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't take it that serious at first. But when we started to see other folks and the artists, they was taking it serious and they was depending on us. It was like, all right, you know what? We got to get on our shit. We got to represent this shit and we got to do this shit right. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't nothing overnight, bro. I didn't get comfortable overnight. You know, so... I feel like I'm still adjusting, Rock, to be honest with you. I'm not completely comfortable. And then at the end of the day,
you've been doing this over 5 years now, so you know if you're still adjusting to it, then that must mean you got some more moves that you're trying to make. You know what I'm saying?
Because, bro, you never know what's going to happen on Live Fucks Radio. I can't say this. And, man, actually, I've been doing radio since 2010. This like my 6th year. Next year, I'm going into my 7th year. Doing radio.
Right.
I was on another radio show before Ground Hard Radio. But, bro, you just never know with that live shit. Anything can happen, and especially with Ground Hard Radio, expect the unexpected.
Right. Okay. Now, Carter Mafioso, let me ask you this. How did you first get introduced to internet radio, and how hard was it for you?
Well, actually... it wasn't hard because I was introduced to internet radio through Samuel Berry, AOG, the one who put out the Ingredients mixtape. He actually got me an interview on the show. And before I got the interview on the show, for me to see the name Grind Hard, stuck with me, because that's, you know, my label is Hard Time, you know, Entertainment. So all I know is grind, and it's like, you know, for somebody to be doing something for independent artists, that kind of stuck with me. And, you know, I support anybody who supports somebody that's from the struggle. So I started, you know, just reposting whatever Jit posted, or whatever Virginia Supernova Slim posted. And, you know, I just started, you know, supporting them because I see how much they support independent artists. And, you know, that just, you know, that energy right there just led everything else into play, you know, and to the point to where I'm, you know, on the goddamn chairboard, you feel me? And it's like, you know, that come from supporting each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you grow. You know what I'm saying? You accept somebody for what they are, and you support and believe in them, you know, because if somebody's supporting you and believing in you, and, you know, they don't really know you like that, you know, that's enough credit to get somebody to support them. Because you got people that stay around you that don't even support you while you in their face or while you here. You know what I'm saying? So somebody support you that's, you know, somewhere else, you know, you got to rock with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in order to go through a hard time, you know, when you go through hard times, that's the meaning behind grinding hard. You know what I'm saying? You have to have a hard time in order to grind hard.
Right.
That's why you grind so hard. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
That's what's up.
Nah, I can dig that, you know what I'm saying? And be it that I'm giving this interview, you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing for me to even just interview y'all because, you know, I got some questions that I've been wanting to ask for the longest. And, you know, we talk, you know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't just on air, brothers, you know what I'm saying? We talk off the air, we text each other, you know, we maintain a healthy relationship as far as the brotherhood is concerned, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to ask both of y'all this at the same time, and whichever one asks, you know, answer first or second, it don't matter. I want to ask both of y'all, I'm going to say it like this. What do you see as far as the brotherhood of Grind Hard Radio for the future?
You want to take that for a bit, bro?
Well, yeah. First of all, I see... I see a good brotherhood for Grind Hard Radio. I see us coming together closer than we were before, and that's how the brotherhood is gonna become amongst us. You know what I'm saying? As long as we keep doing what we're doing, playing our part, everybody's not gonna agree on the same thing. Everybody's not gonna like the same thing. But at the end of the day, we respect everybody's views. And to understand something, you got to be able to look at that point of view the way that other person looks at it. You can't just look at the point of view from your way and feel that's the only way, because you'll never be able to come to no agreements or no kind of conclusion. It'll always be, you know, some kind of chaos, because, you know, nobody wants to take the time out to see it from that person's point of view. So I just see a lot of growing, and as each season go by, you know, we go through our little trials and tribulations, but at the end of the day, we get the understanding of the reason why we're going through it, and that's because, you know, like, you can help people, but you can't help everybody, and if ain't nobody on the same accord as you, you got to get rid of the dead weight and, you know, keep traveling. So that's why the brotherhood is together, because everybody, you know, for the same dream, you know, everybody want the same thing out of life, and that's to do good, you know, and to see each other do good. So the brotherhood is strong, and, you know, just like any other family, you're going to have your ups and downs, but you got to go through to get through, you feel me? So we're going to be all right.
Yeah, and I just want to add on to what Big Bro was saying. You know, one thing about this show, one great thing about GHR is we use the conflict resolution. If it's going to be some conflict on the show, we make sure that we try to find a resolve, because not only as a brother or a sister, but just as a grown-ass person, you know what I'm saying? That's what you're supposed to do. You know, you if it's going to be some conflict, try your best to find some type of resolution. And then the support system. I must say, for the most part, everybody on this show support each other. And I feel like, you know, we in a good place. And I feel like, you know, it's young folks that listen to Ground Hard Radio. You know, whether we know it or not, or whether we like it or not, it's young folks that actually look up to us. You know what I'm saying? So I think Ground Hard Radio shows a accurate depiction of brotherhood and sisterhood and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's all in the name of conflict resolution at the end of the day. At least it is for me.
Well, that's what's up, man. And that's another thing I love about y'all too, man. You know what I'm saying? We keep that brotherhood going. And, you know, this one might hurt in a specific way. We'll try to help that person. Or this person might be going through a thing. We'll try to help each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about, the unity. I think the people really going
to
see the unity really stand out.
Because a couple of seasons ago when we first started, it was, you know, at times it's been division on the show. But like I said, for the most part, we keep that unity and that bond strong. You know what I'm saying? And it's really been growing as of the last, you know, couple of seasons or so. You know, so I think we're doing what we need to do.
Right.
Okay. Well, this is what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a little small music break. You know what I'm saying? You know, jam a nice hot track from the Ground Hard Radio archives. And we want y'all to just sit back and chill and relax and enjoy this exclusive one-on-one interview with Jig Chronicles and Carter Mafioso, only on Ground Hard Radio. Take off.
Every Tuesday and Thursday,
11 to 1.
You already know where it's at.
We right here, dog.
Right here. On Ground Hard Radio.
Gonna die, nigga.
Young Nah, Jig Chronicles, Carter Mafioso, Jess KP, King Diz.
Yeah.
Act like you know. Season after season, we go hard.
We go win, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wanna rap? Hit that line up.
Number, dog.
That's 323 693 3043.
Run it back now.
323 693 3043. Get at the squad. Gonna die, baby.
Gonna die.
Hard time, yeah. T 803. and done. We keep it mud. Mafioso keep it mud. Job rolling dust is up. We grind hardcore city and we keep it turned up. If anybody asks me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my city, city in, and we grind hard. Keep it mud. Job rolling dust is up. We grind hardcore city and we keep it turned up. If anybody asks me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my city, city in, and we grind hard. Keep me on that Alabama mud. Hold up, this a hit. I'ma need a lid. Careful, watch your back. Don't get you caught up in this speed. Better watch your country grammar. Flipping through Atlanta. Grind hardcore. We bustin' moves all through Savannah. From the dirty, dirty south. Fuckers, watch your mouth. I just rolled through back from Charleston Town. Dippers keepin' count. All my Jacksonville hustles with some grills up in their mouth. Show me how to do the damn thing when it's been a drought. That ain't even enough. Fake bitches acting tough. If they homies acting. No, we pullin' calls and callin' bluffs. Look at where we headed, look at where we been. Oh my God, I swear it seems like it's full of sin. Like I'm fresh up out of Houston, do we have a problem with it? Pay my ass and club, miss, I ain't tryna see no 50s. Mafioso keep it mud, dog, roll the dutches up. We grind hardcore city and we keep it turned up. If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, not a city, city in, and we grind hard. Keep it mud, dog, roll the dutches up. We grind hardcore city and we keep it turned up. If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, not a city, city in, and we grind hardcore. Keep it mud, dog, roll the dutches up. We grind hardcore city and we keep it turned up. Anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my city, city in, and we grind hard. Keep it mud, dog, roll the dutches up, we grind hard for our city, and we keep it turned up. If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my city, city in, and we grind hard.
Mafioso keep it mud for my thugs round here. In my city, in the 803, it's love down here. Drop a million on the pan, we blow grams all year. If anybody ask you, it ain't nothing over here. Now I roll the dutches up and pour some Henny in my cup. Them Alabama niggas keep that good cushion in the flat. Keep the city turned up, knuckleheads acting up. Mafioso from the trap, 803 stand up. I grind hard for my city and I keep that cushion lit. Good loud King Bob, have you looking foolish? On that 8-inch, get you turned quick. Grind or die is my motto, so I follow it. Until the day I
get my Mafioso keep it mud, dog, roll the dutches up. We grind hard for our city and we keep it turned up. If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my city, city in, and we grind hard. Keep it mud, dog, roll the dutches up. We grind hard for our city and we keep it turned up. If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my city, city in, and we grind hard.
That shit go harder than the motherfucking shit, bro.
Look, I'm on the other end, like, ooh.
Don Duchess. Don Duchess. Don Dominici.
Man, shout out to my girl, Don Duchess. Salute to Don Duchess, man. You know, she sent me my pack. I got my pack in the mail. You know
what I'm saying?
I've been jamming her music for a whole week now. And it's hard for me to take it out of deck. So, you know. Shout out to Don Duchess Music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the building.
Yeah, I love Don, man.
Don called me last night. We chopped it up. We got some hot new shit coming too. She working on.
Look a bit broke. That's my new thing now, nigga. I wanna steal Ma, like, for real. Like, this nigga just did my drop. Bro. You ain't get to hear the drop, so I'm gonna play it for you a little bit later in the show, man. But bruh, you did that bit, bro.
Salute, you already know. Grind or die, baby. Stop the fucking, we ain't playing.
That's right. All right, we back on Ground Hard Radio, man, conducting the exclusive one-on-one interview with Jit Chronicles and Carter Mafioso. Okay, fellas, back to the interview. Now, I'm gonna get a little deep now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna.
You were not getting comfortable, nigga. I knew I should have took the shot. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, I ain't gonna get too deep, but I'm gonna get deep enough. You know what I'm talking about?
That's
so,
respect.
One of the main questions,
baby.
That I want.
You know me, I'm an open book. I'm filtered.
I know Connor read it, so you know it is. But I want to ask y'all, and this is a very personal question. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people really don't know what people go through that's involved with entertainment. So I'm gonna ask Carter this first, and then I'm gonna ask Jit the same thing. I want to know, how has your relationship life been doing entertainment? You know what I'm saying? Because you know you got some people that's down with you, and then they leave, and then you got some people that's only down with you, you know, to see what they can get out you. So how is y'all relationships? You know, with different people, different females, girlfriends, wives, whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. How has y'all relationships been since y'all been doing entertainment?
Well, I would say I just getting out of going on probably 3 or 4 year relationship, and nah, it hasn't been good at all for me because the support system, you know, was spoken that it was there, but you know, the actions was definitely not there. When I be there recording in the house or something, you know, that's fine. But as soon as I gotta go to the our other studio and record the shit and get it mixed down. Oh no, why you gotta go? Why you can't just do it here? You know, it's always something stated to make me stay or alter my thinking, you know, from something I really wanna go do. Okay, you know, spend the quality time, and it's never enough time, you know. And one thing you gotta understand, in the music business, it's really not, well, as an artist, it's really not healthy to be in a relationship because you're gonna always be on the go, and a 1 hour studio session time is gonna last 3 hours. So add 2 hours to every hour. You know what I'm saying? In the studio, 5 hours, a 5 hour block time will be down there 10 hours or more because you're not gonna get everything done right then and there. You know what I'm saying? You might have the verse done, but it might take a couple hours for that right mix down. You know what I'm saying? You got to be in there. Y'all got to keep doing it over. So while you doing all that, your phone going the fuck off, and, you know, she know you at the studio, but tends to throw you off your bag. You know who that is on the background. It sounds like y'all got girls over there. You know, shit like that. And you know it's taking you out thinking because you hear that sound or you want a certain word to go a certain place, but she done call you with that bullshit. Now you thinking like, damn, as soon as I go home and get out the car, boy, it's on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it done took you off your shit, so the support system ain't really there. You know what I'm saying? It's like that relationship shit is like you can't have a relationship and dedicate yourself to music too if you in the music like that. You know, because I'm a person that's in the music like that, so I'm going to take my time with my shit. I'm going to put my all into that shit. I can't be hugged up with you and try to goddamn send Jit this drop back. You know what I'm saying? So you taking me from something I love too. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So in the relationship sense, I basically slowed down, cut the session short, because when you got a lady, I don't give a fuck how close she is, nigga, you got to call before you come. You know, we got to cut the session short because it's getting late. You know, and you don't want to hear, oh, she about to get off work, because that's how I used to do it. I have my little sessions book when she go to work. She might get off early. You got to cut the session short. You mad as fuck, because this is what you like to do. And, you know, me, I'm the type that was, you know, recording other motherfuckers, trying to bring other motherfuckers up. Oh, why you always recording people for free? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man. You know, that man ain't got no money to pay for no studio time. You know what I'm saying? Let the man fuck. You know,
shit like that.
But you got my back, though. So, you know, I had a bad experience. And with the niggas with on the male side, too, you know, on the homeboy type shit, too, because once a nigga find out you doing something and you love doing it, they gonna try to discourage you and knock you off that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing, we got so much hatred in the world that another nigga hate to see another nigga happy or doing something for himself. Everybody like to see a nigga struggling or, damn, his phone off or, damn, you know, he ain't got his car fixed yet. We glorify that, you know, more than, boy, that nigga got his car. We don't even say shit about that. Yeah, he got that shit, but he shouldn't have got that shit. He should have got a motherfucking truck. Nah, nigga, you should have got you a motherfucking truck. You know what I'm saying? So it definitely, you know, when you doing something to help yourself, it definitely, you know, breaks friendships on the relationship side both ways. You know what I'm saying? Because when you find something you into, you ain't got time to talk to buddy about going to hit them girls from last week. You trying to do something with yourself and you like doing it. So the nigga gonna be like, ah, nigga, you ain't gonna get on, nigga. You spending all your time with that shit. Nigga, you ain't got no talent. That's why you saying that. You feel what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, so you can't win in that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's better just
it's
do you and whatever happened, happen. You feel me?
Yeah.
Right. Your thoughts, bro.
Hey, but I'm going to just say this, and I'm going to have to be so brutally honest, because, I mean, even now, having this unfiltered interview with you, Rob, my family, some people in my fucking family don't know, I got married when I was 21, and I've been working on a job. You know, motherfucker might call them 9 to 5, whatever you want to call it. I've been working for the last 20 years. I started working when I'm 14. I'd be 34 on Halloween. You understand what I'm saying? So the work part always worked against me in a relationship before I even got into doing radio or whatever it was I was doing at the time. You know what I'm saying? So I have to keep it honest with you. When we first started fucking Ground Hard Radio, I had a fucking wife. This is 2011. Within 2012, you know what I'm saying? Wife gone. And a lot of folks really don't know about me, man. Like, on paper, I'm still legally married. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like I already had the heart stacking up against me, you know, doing two fucking jobs. Now I'm doing two jobs and doing the radio. Now I'm doing two jobs, the radio, and producing other shows. You know what I'm saying? And I will say this, though, Rock. As I got older, you know what I'm saying, I wish I can do a little bit things different. Because when you in a relationship, shit do got to be 50-50. You know what I'm saying? Your girl going to want some attention. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's all about bouncing everything out, man. And I just think that I was young and naive then, you know. But, you know, it's been some years ago. I'm almost 34. I'm learning now, you know. So it's definitely hard to maintain a motherfucking relationship within this industry. And fuck it, relationship, friendship, businesship, any motherfucking thing, if you ask me, you know. And the funny thing is, Rock, you would never believe none of this shit, because I heard stories coming in, but you never believe it until it actually happens to you. You know what I'm saying? So always be prepared, man. But boy, that's one of the hardest things. So, you know, right now I call myself being in what we call down here in Duval, a situationship. You know what I'm saying? If I want some wet wet, I know where to go. If she wants some beef, she know where to come. No strings attached. Keep it moving. Real talk.
They call it a situationship. I like that.
Real talk.
That's all right, man. Well,
you know,
I feel you on that radio,
man. And I just feel like, you know, at the end of the day, at least try. You know, and that's where I failed or fucked up at. You know, so.
And
but
then, you know, knowing how to separate your business from your relationship, you know what I'm saying? That way
and
you can balance the two to work together, even if it's a friendship or a kinship, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I got family members, too, and, you know, they wondering why Sergeant Rock ain't blew up yet. And it's like, well, what's going on? Well, what's going on? And then, you know, I'm looking at a lot of my family, my own family, like, well, what have you done to even push us further than what we're doing to even just try to help us? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you definitely need that support structure from all angles, whether it's your wife, girlfriend, friend, kinfolk,
sure,
whatever
nice,
it is.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
It'll be nice.
Right. So you definitely need that from all angles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One more question before we go to the next break. I want to ask y'all, well, I'm going to ask Carter this on the musical tip, and then I'm going to ask this on the business tip.
No doubt.
What what is the most irritating thing that has pretty much happened to you doing this? What's like, what's just the most that got up under your skin, was like, ugh, I hate this, but I gotta keep doing this. You see what I'm saying? What really gets up under y'all's skin? You know what I'm saying? Carter, you first.
All right, what gets under my skin is when, say, like, we might be in the club, you might be performing rock, I might be performing, and say, like, we going to the club on your side of town. So,
right.
I might perform first. I might be
right.
Killing that shit. You know, niggas going to be standing up, but they might not be moving or dancing, but they'll be standing up just looking at you. Okay, so,
yep.
Like, you go up there, and you got damn... You say your shit, everybody goddamn bouncing and jumping, and you ain't really rapping. You just kind
of
goddamn, you so high and goddamn drunk, really. You just kind of lip singing, but you ain't really, you know, saying your shit. And people see you ain't got your hand on your mic or none of that shit, but they gonna be like, boy, you killed that shit. And, you know, they gonna look at me, they gonna look at me and my kid like, yeah, y'all was all right. That I don't like that. You know, I don't like when other motherfuckers come to your city, you know, and, you know, they could be good as hell, and the motherfucker don't recognize you or give you a props. Like, they still give the wackest motherfucker props because,
right,
you know,
right.
they in their city. Because there's been plenty of times when I know I just murked and murdered niggas. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
The crowd reaction, you know, was like, you know, motherfuckers looking like, yeah, you know, like, want to tell me, boy, you get that shit. You know, but
yeah.
On the step of where they at and who they with, and, you know, we probably might not be down with the same shit. You know,
right,
it's automatically,
right.
Man, that shit was whack as hell. You know,
right.
I don't like that shit. You know, I don't like when niggas do that shit. You know, if you recognize and see real talent, oh, motherfuckers did their thing. That's one thing I always did. Whether I ain't agree with what you believe in, whether, you know, I ain't think, you know, even if you ain't even sound good, you know, I always told the person, man, sound straight, man. Keep it up, man. Just keep doing your thing.
Keep going,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, you know, show a nigga that respect if he sound good and he hard, you know. And I'ma put that on blast with the other team members, you know. Like,
right.
You know, I see a lot of collabs not being done. You know, because, you know, I'm starting to think it's like everybody trying to see who gonna sound better than the next person on the track. Or
right,
I can't do no
right.
track with him and he gonna murk me. You know, I'm not with that. Let's have fun, make music, and whoever murk the track, they murk the track. We got plenty
right.
energy and creativity to keep making more songs. You know, so
exactly. right.
You know, that's taking the fun out of the music, man. But that shit irks me like hell when you know a motherfucker spitting. But because you got your boys with you and they gon' yes man your ass everything you say, you know, you
right.
gonna hate on another nigga's shit. I hate that
shit.
That
ain't cool. Stop the fuck.
Right. Jit, on the business side, what's the main thing that really irritates you?
What irritates me, you know, on the business side, I will say too, bro, and I'm gonna say it pertaining to Grind Hard Radio, to my artists out there, it's two things. One real quick, when they don't properly send me their shit the right way. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like this. You know, if you was going to the Breakfast Club, if you was going to V105, you have your shit on deck. You know, I hate for a motherfucker to send me some shit, track one, track two. We don't know who the artist is, let alone what the song is. And what gets me is, like, why would an artist, because I don't know no artist that's not going to put their own name, what's their song. To me, that takes, I say, you ain't taking your crowd seriously. And I don't like to fuck with motherfuckers that don't take they. Because how can I take you serious if you don't take your own self serious? You know what I'm saying? And another quick thing, bro. I hate when artists send me songs and think that I'ma automatically play their shit on the show, and it don't work like that. When you send a song in, you can call in yourself and fucking request the shit. Or if you don't like it like that, you know what I'm saying? Stun on the one time. Get your folks. Get your support system. You know what I'm saying? It's all about showing you the right way to do things. You know, keeping yourself into rotation. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of irks me with the artists sometimes, because I've been an advocate of artists since 2006. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my heart and soul, you know? So I always want to see an artist do better. And I mean, like I said, man, some of these cats, they put shit together, throw it together, and send it to you and think you're going to play it. They don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some type of professionalism, because I don't give a fuck if you're an artist, a model, whatever you is, a poet. It's a business side to everything, you know. So folks just need to know how to handle their motherfucking business at the end of the day, and it's proper way to do that.
And that's what's up. So everybody out there in radio land, you heard it first right here. Jit Chronicles is telling you, if you're gonna send your music to Grind Hard Radio, you need to let us know the proper spelling and the name of the group, solo artist, whatever. We need to know the proper name of the song, and the production credit wouldn't hurt either. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people getting beats from people, and people don't even know where these beats is coming from. And I stress that I'm talking about, it's mandatory that if you send Sergeant Rock something, I need to know who you are, the name of the song, and who made the track for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think producers get enough credit for the jobs that they do. And then you got a lot of producers that know how to mix and master and engineer, and they don't get that credit either. You know what I'm saying? You know, till the CD drop and it's in print and people can read it.
Exactly,
but, you know, as far as, you know, vocally, and, you know, when you send your music to people, that's information that people need to know. So, you know, won't nobody get caught up in no type of copyright infringements or no lawsuits. You know what I'm saying? You know, people think that, you know, you done stole they beat, and then you rapping over they beat, and then they ain't getting they credit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a very strong advocate of giving credit. Well, credit is
what credit is due.
You know what I'm saying?
And, well, when you don't send me your shit like it's supposed to be, I'm automatically putting your shit in the pump or the dump it, because we don't know who the fuck he is anyway. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely what's up.
And that's what's up. You heard it right here, Grind Hard Radio. Okay, I think it's about that time we go into another music break. We gonna jump into another hot track. You know what I'm saying? And you are now officially tuned in to the 101 interview with Jit Chronicles and Carter Mafioso, only on Grind Hard Radio. Let go.
Yo. Okay. All my nigga with me. All my nigga with it. All my nigga ballin'. All my niggas athletic. All my niggas A1. All got street cred. All my nigga ballin'. All my niggas athletic. Pulled up in the fountain. Pulled off with a dance. Got a pocket full of money. Kinda hard to keep my pants up. Nigga tryna run them bands up. Fuck a bitch with my hands up. Lil' Quay fuck the Zans up. Kinda hard to understand her. Duffel bags in the Escalade. Caught a bitch still a bread truck. Got a bitch going retarded. Called over for a spare truck. All these niggas never scared us. All these niggas never ran us. Bitches tryna put the head on her. Niggas tryna put the feds on her. Niggas tryna take meds on her. Everything for the players on. Niggas singing like Arizona. Gunshot just for saying something. Spraying shit like aerosol. You a foul and it's a fair ball. Nigga can't reach the goal. Keep shooting them down air ball. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. You getting mad. I'm getting rich. You getting mad. Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out,
little bitch.
Sip on.
Hey, watch out, little bitch. You get it, man.
You get it, man.
Don't get it rich.
Rich.
You get it, man. Bitch, don't get it rich.
Yeah.
Watch out, little hoe.
Watch out.
My partner still smoke on parole. They say that I'm crazy. I used to talk to a store. I tell her to lock. Shit, I tell her to lock. Go to the dealership. Bitch, tell off the lock. You know I'm coming straight out the block. You know I'm coming straight out the top. Shorty say she want 5 million. Cause I told her to leave and call her a thot. Shit, you can like it or not.
Damn.
I'm coming straight out the pot.
Damn.
Still got some ack in my stock.
Man.
Nigga, I ain't got a lot.
Nah.
Nigga, I ain't got a try. You waving that thing in the sky. We waving that thing at your body. We waving that thing at your eye. Look at the watch on my wrist. Got on my watch on my wrist. Told that little bitch I passed. Nigga, watch the assist. I run the trap like the marathon. You niggas softer than silicone. You know what it's like when the feeling gone. I know what it's like when the ceiling gone. I had to sit down with Farrakhan. Turn the White House to the Terror Dome. I used to serve at the Chevron. I used to serve with my necklace on.
Watch that little bitch. Watch that little bitch. Watch that little bitch. Watch that little bitch. Watch that little bitch.
Yeah.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Me.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
Watch that little bitch.
Watch
that little bitch.
Sip on.
Hey, watch that little bitch.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Rich.
You getting mad.
Yeah.
Bitch. I'm getting rich.
Yeah.
Ah.
Niggas mad about GHR. Watch that little bitch.
Watch out, little bitch.
Yeah.
One time for two chains, you know what I'm saying? Representing a true university entertainment in the building, you know what I'm saying? Definitely rocking with that, you know what I'm saying? And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, live, broadcasting live, Ground Hall Radio, the exclusive one-on-one interview with Jig Chronicles and Carter Mafioso. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, can I say this, Rock? No, you know, but like, damn, Jit riding the whole mob movement. Hell, motherfucking right. That's my brother. He the MVP. I'm a mob, you bitch ass nigga.
Mob. That right. That right. So right. Nobody gets mad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is a collaboration. This is a collaboration. This is not a one thing unit. And that's another thing that I respect about Ground Hall. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody on Ground Hall Radio respects everybody's circle. You know what I'm saying? We don't try to step on nobody's toes in the circle. We don't never try to throw nobody off they square. Carter do his thing. We respect Carter. I do my thing. Everybody respects me. Diz do his thing. We respect Diz. Young Nine, so on and so on. You know what I'm saying? So everybody got their individual part to play, and we respect everybody's lane. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a hard thing.
Bosses. Yeah.
Right, right. And I think that's a hard thing that a lot of people can't comprehend, which brings me to my next question to both of you. As far as respecting each other's mind and each other's business per se, or, you know, other endeavors, side projects, or whatever it is, be it music or fashion or clothing, you know what I'm saying? Or barber, hair. Selling oils or incense or whatever,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, how does that reflect on the multitasking at Ground Hall Radio, or what do you think that represents as far as everybody respecting each other and what everybody does? You know what I'm saying?
As a whole, or just me and Jit?
As a whole, you and Jit, it don't matter what you do with your business,
well,
you know, the barbershop or the studio,
right.
But it don't
matter,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, my answer to that would be you put respect in it. And that's how me and Jit is able to take on the many tasks and still go to work and still be a parent and, you know, still be a friend and still listen to somebody. We got a high respect level for each other. And that's where it starts at, you know. The reason we got that is like, I don't have to, like, it ain't no doubt if I be like, okay, Jit, I'ma send these flyers in 2 weeks. It ain't no doubt Jit gonna be like, nah, I caught a bullshit, he ain't gonna send that shit. Or if Jit be like, I got the flyer coming in a week and a half. That flyer, mm-hmm. I ain't saying that, man. This nigga talking about he gonna have the flyer there. I know he gonna have that shit there. And even if it don't come, I still know. Right. And
right.
See,
you know
when you got faith in somebody and you respect somebody, that's what keeps everything together. You feel what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, that's how I can answer that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a chain of command, and it's a level to everything. And, you know, that's how you run a business. You have levels, you have a chain of command, and you can't deal with everybody the same way. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right.
Everybody got to be on the same accord, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And as long as everybody on the same accord and respect each other, you know, that's why every show gets better and better. Because, you know, we respect each other, and all of us going for the same thing. You feel what I'm saying? So
right.
it'll be hard as hell to knock anybody on the cast off their grind, because if you fuck with Sergeant Rock grind, you fucking with Jit grind. You fucking with Jit grind,
right.
You fucking with my grind.
So
you fucking with
right.
My grind, you fucking with Young Nah grind. You fucking with Young Nah grind, you fucking with Just KP grind. But with Just
right.
KP grind, you fucking with the 619. Fuck with the 619, you fucking with the 330. Then it
right.
Goes on to, it's like, I ain't about to name all them damn people. You know what I'm saying? We're fucking real. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. And respect, and we respect each other.
Yeah. I love that.
Hey, I'm
going to
tell you this.
Paula
said every fucking thing I wanted to say, he absolutely right. And then I just wanted to point this out, too. Let's just take me and Carter and, you know, specifics first. You know, I talk to Carter the most out of everybody on the show. So I'm closest to him out of everybody. So, of course, on the
right.
Show,
right.
We're going to have probably the most chemistry because we talk. We talk every day. If we don't talk every day, we
right.
Text every day. If we don't text
right.
Every day, we email every day. And also,
right.
It plays into the whole thing that I wanted with the show in the first place, reality radio. Not to say
right.
A storyline per se, but at the end of the day, we know Carter is a barber. We know this man got a web series
right.
Out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's some of the things that he can share some of those conversations at the barbershop.
Right.
Promote his web
right.
Series on Ground Hard
right.
Radio. Me and Carter about to go
right.
Into business together. You know what I'm saying? This
right.
Is what we've been planning over the last almost year now. You know what I'm saying? And then
right.
In season 25, the audience kind of get to listen in and see what me and this man doing. You know, so I mean,
right.
One man watches the other. You know what I'm saying? So I'm grateful.
Right.
Everybody on this show got more fucking jobs than a Mexican. You know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing.
Right.
Oh, God put that together.
That's
I couldn't
right.
Came up with no better formula than that. So I got to give the glory to God, and that's real talk.
Right,
no
right. Because
no
without
doubt.
God, we wouldn't be doing none of this. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
it wouldn't
right.
Put us in positions to align ourselves with different people to, you know, push further than what we doing. You know what I'm saying? And
that's right.
I'm going to ask both of y'all this question right here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm finna put it on blast. I'm going to do a Carter move. I'm finna put it on blast. You know
oh.
What I'm saying? And yeah. So, you know, I got to say this. Now, I done seen a lot of radio shows, a lot of internet radio shows. They popping up, they trying this, they trying that. I done actually took the time out to listen to a few of them, and I just knew that they was missing something the whole time I was listening. You know what I'm saying? So what I want to ask both of y'all, as far as what Ground Hard Radio does, what would you tell somebody that's either interested in doing internet radio or is already doing internet radio and they not seeing the numbers? How would you encourage them or guide them to keep it moving and keep pushing forward and just don't quit?
That's what's up.
Right.
Should I take that?
Well, since this is you, Jay, you can goddamn ride out on this one.
All right, cool. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying, nigga? We freaking frat. You know what I'm saying? We switch it up. Good cop,
right.
Bad cop. But what I would
right.
Say is you got to put more of your personality and more of your real life. Like, folks, you know, let's put it this way.
the days of traditional radio, I'm not saying that it's over. I'm just saying that internet radio is a new wave. You can listen to radio on iTunes, on TuneIn, on Spreaker, and all that shit. So it's a new wave. And folks don't want to just hear that traditional host. That he interviewed a guest, he do this, he do that. And we don't know shit about the host. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that you got to put your whole life story out there, man, but you got to make your shit interesting to the audience where they can invest in you. And when they're able to invest in you, then they can invest into your show. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like, look, we done coined the motherfucking phrase on reality radio. You understand what I'm saying? And the copyright is coming soon because it's a lot of copycats. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Imitation is the highest form of flattery, you know? So I can't say, you know, don't buy that shit. But if you're going to buy it, give us some respect. You know what I'm saying? So this is rule that I'm dropping to these hosts. Put more of you into your show. You know what I'm saying? We want to get to know the host. We want to know what it is that you do. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, at the end of the day, once a person or an audience is able to invest in that person, then they ain't going to have no problem with following your brand or your movement because they invested in you. So always keep pushing and keep going. But if you're going to bite a nigga shit, just throw a dog a bone and be like, look, I got this shit from Ground Hard Radio. Because I'm going to tell you like this, bro. It wasn't no shows with all black cast members before Ground Hard Radio came out. You know what I'm saying? And now you're seeing these shows with Diamond Dust. You know what I'm saying? And, just
that's groundbreaking, man.
Pay respect.
That's groundbreaking, man. It was no black internet radio shows before Ground Hard. That means everybody else.
Internet radio shows. Not no black shows with an ensemble cast. We was one of the first shows.
Right. Okay.
Four, five folks serving as a host. No, it was definitely some black shows before the year.
Instead of just one or maybe two.
Just give me a line, Rob.
I feel you. I feel you. You know, instead of just one, maybe two. That's all that was going on. Okay, we come with the squad up thing. You know what I'm saying? Ground Hard Radio is the introduction in the internet world to the squad up thing, baby. It ain't
so usually
just one
you just have
people.
A host and a co-host. You know what I'm saying? We got eight full-time cast members, not counting folks that's on the show in a supporting capacity. You know what I'm saying? And that wasn't done before us.
Wow, that is awesome, Jay. And I never knew that. You know what I'm saying? I never knew that, and that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? That's actually a great thing. You know what I'm saying? Because now I see why all these different shows done popped up out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I see everybody trying to get in on the act.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. But you know, it's how you contain it. You know what I'm saying? When you know how to contain a certain number of a group of people, then you actually know what you're doing because you deal with Jit. I gotta get it to you, man. Carter, you being the VP, you can kind of, you know what I'm saying, get in on this too. Y'all deal with multiple personalities on a day-to-day
basis.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What separates the personality from the actual person?
Carl, I'm gonna let you get that, bro. I'm gonna let you mob on that one.
The feel you get from them. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is.
Come on with it, Carter.
Everything is off of feel and action. You know, especially when you're dealing with words. You know, and just relating or just dealing with somebody. And, like, the feel you get off a person is the reaction you're going to, you know, the reaction you're going to give them back. And it's all about controlling them. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, to answer the question right, like, I would say, kind of like, keeping everything on a business tip. See, what I do to break down a lot of confrontation, I tell them, you know, why I feel, you know, it shouldn't go that way or it shouldn't be like that because in the business world, this is what they do and this is how they do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But some people you can't talk to and don't want you to tell them what it is or think they know it all. That's when you got to just get rid of motherfuckers. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, you'll come out better not dealing with a person than try to deal with the person and keep the shit going on. It's not going to work because everybody ain't on the same page. So if you feel the tension off somebody or any kind of reaction that ain't no good vibe, then you know they ain't with what you with. So how I deal with that is, you know, I go off a person's feel. And when I say feel, we on radio, I'm going off of they expressions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all about a person's expression. You know what I'm saying? And they feel,
Yep.
Sometimes you got to let a motherfucker feel the way they want to feel, and still go in with your plan, because at the end of the day, it ain't nothing but a devil. You feel me?
Right. Right.
All right. Be turned up a little bit. It's all good, though.
Yeah.
Right.
What's your take on that, Jit?
I just kind of want to add to what Carter was saying, because, I mean, he made some valid points, but at the end of the day, I will say this. We all have different relationships with different folks in our own way. That's why they always say it's levels to this shit. You know, I feel like this. If you're a real motherfucker, you know what level to put that person or this person on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, even with Grand Hard Radio, and it's just real talk, you know, my relationship with Carter Mafioso might not be the same as my relationship with you, Rock, or my relationship with Diz or somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So for the most part, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, it's a brotherhood, and we all in it, win it. But at the end of the day, just out of respect, you know, everybody is going to have a different relationship with that individual, how they want to. It's all about a respect bond. You know what I'm saying? Even with friendships, like, you know, shit, in real life, you won't fuck with this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, but your homeboy do. You know what I'm saying? Then you know what level to put your homeboy on. Or you know what not to put your homeboy on. You know what I'm saying? So it's all on an individual basis at the end of the day. But that's where it comes into levels. It's just got to put folks on levels sometimes.
Right.
But it's all
and
good,
that's true.
And everybody should be able to respect it. If you got that at the end, it shouldn't be a problem. Yeah.
Because I feel
like
certain this,
people, and you know, not to the cast, it's certain people in this business that I would absolutely not fuck with. But if I saw him in the street, you know what I'm saying? Hey, how you doing?
Definitely.
What's up? You know what I'm saying? And that's just about it. I'm not going to work
with they might not even know who you are, but you might know them, and you'll still dap them up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're close enough to speak. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, these levels, I'm not going to do business with any and every motherfucking body, because you got to have the same work ethic or better for me to do some shit like that.
Right, because that make you want to do more. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's like with the Grind Hard promotions. You know what I'm saying? If anybody on internet radio land wants to get promoted on Grind Hard Radio and you come through and you holler at Jit, you got to be on your shit and you better bring your A game, because Jit is not playing.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Carter. If you holler at Carter and you want Carter to work with you on anything, I don't care if it's getting a haircut, he is not finna play with you. You need to sit down in his chair. You need to get this apron wrapped around your ass so I can whack your shit off and get you styling and profiling so you can go back out there, you know what I'm saying, to do what you do. And that's just really what it's all about. And I respect both of y'all for recognizing everybody else's grind, not just your own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
that's
at the end
thing,
of the day,
man, because at the end of the day, we black folks, we the minority. So to see one of my black brothers out there doing it like KP be motherfucking killing shows. Nigga, go ahead and get your life. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, my sister, Miss Chief, she doing her goddamn thing. Her problems over there at the shop. Carter always killing some shit, but got me last night when the nigga dropped that fucking web series, because we all know, as men, what does shit go down the most at the barbershop? Women, when do y'all go to gossip and talk shit and, oh, that nigga dick with love and all that shit?
The beauty shop.
You understand what I'm saying? So, but when they drop some shit like that, bro, you know, and this my brother, and I was like, even I was motherfucking surprised. Bro, that's a blessing.
Right. Right.
Because y'all know as well as I know, it's so much that go down. And that's my life. And that's what I live. So, you know, everything. I wanted to tell y'all something, too. All my videos I do is not rehearsed or we plan. We're going to do this like this. What we do is, you know, when it gets slow of the day, I be like, Soul Vine, what's up? Soul, want to go shoot the video? And we just go anywhere till we fucking stop and just start fucking recording. I wanted to put that out there, too. Everything
so wait a
I do.
Wait, Carter. So basically, what you saying is, whenever you feel like, I'm going to shoot me a video, you call your people. And they come.
No.
And it ain't no treatment
right.
being done, you know, the I want this to come in here on this and
right.
I want this.
It
ain't
no script. It ain't no script.
Just
like we're
just
already
do.
Ain't none of that.
Right. That's right.
Like,
that's
just
right.
Go for it. Right.
Right.
And I love
that's
it.
Right.
That's
right.
Can I put this out there too, since Carter put something out there? I wanted to say this about GHR. It's nothing that we fucking rehearse on the show. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
The only thing that we might put in order, of course we're going to put in order the guests or the fucking music rotation. But what comes out of a motherfucking mouth, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is at the end of the day. And everybody know we live. You know what I'm saying? Everybody grown and everybody know we live. We just not know scripted shit.
True.
True.
Right.
So I want to put that out there. We don't rehearse shit for Grind Hard Radio other than the guests. You did.
That's right.
Okay.
And who music is going to go first?
right. Yeah. The most important thing about the show, as far as it don't matter what show it is on Grind Hard Radio, one thing that I know that I've seen on every show on Grind Hard Radio is we are going to show love to the guests. I don't give a damn what's going on. Who's the guest? Okay, they the guests on the show. All right, and then we all just have a free fall. And the guests answer the questions to the best of their abilities. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Because now if you think about it, this is good training for people to be their own PRs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They own public relations.
Tell them, bro,
use
your shit to put on your resume.
Right. And then if you don't know how to talk to people that's interviewing you, then you righteously ain't gonna know how to talk for yourself when it comes time for you to do a release party or to drop an album or, you know, to even go into, you know, heavy promotions with radio stations and street teams and stuff like that. So if you don't know how to talk for yourself, then what makes somebody else that's a management or got a label want to deal with you?
That's
and
what I'm
you
saying.
Can't even talk good in the public.
Right.
So Grind Hard Radio is good breeding ground. Because I ain't going to lie, Carter, one thing about Carter might say, man, bump all the questions tonight. Skip all that. Hey, man, let me get a high 16 home, boy.
Let me see
what you really do.
You are going to do that when you walk up in their motherfucking building? You don't think when you get up in your gym on
So
Grand Hard Radio is good breeding ground for that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
to really train some of these independent artists. Like, this is what y'all got to get ready for. You think we being hard on you? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Nothing yet. You giving these niggas level one. You know what I'm saying? It's niggas out there. You know, you get in front of fucking Dame Dash, Snoop Dogg, Jermaine Dupri. They going to crush your motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
It's that proper training. It's that proper management.
Right.
How to do your shit
That's
in a professional way. And Rob, for you to point that out, man, you know, through all the craziness, through all the shenanigans, whatever the fuck that goes on the show outside of having a great show, at least folks can take something away at the end of the day. And that's one thing I will say about this show. You can listen to this shit, my nigga, and you going to learn something.
That's right.
Whether we crying or whatever, you gonna still learn.
And that's the thing. You know, we have fun, we do what we do, but we do get serious too. And everybody is aligned with, okay, we getting serious. All right, well, we need to get serious then. Then when we, you know what I'm saying, turn up and have fun, and Carter might drop a world premiere, two world premieres every episode.
In one night.
He's recorded, you know what I'm saying? You know, and then we turn up on the rest of what we got going on. But we always make it a point to let everybody know that. Don't think
right.
this is just a turn up show and that's all you gonna get. No, we
that's
do
right.
politics, we do we
right.
do religion, we do
right.
all types of topics, you know what I'm saying? Be it sexual education, police brutality,
right.
World events, or anything
right.
else that's going on. We do that. So, you know, I don't want nobody
that's
to think
right.
that just because, you know, we turn up and we have a good time that that's all we about. Oh, no, we are intelligent black men, and we can get on other subjects, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I love
it. At the end of the day, 100.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. We got time for another music break.
We're going to do one more. We're going to do one more and wrap it on down, man. And you know what, Rock? You know I got you next season, but I just got to represent for my bro because Carter been in this game so motherfucking long. This I interview,
yeah.
nigga, we taking over. Carter, what you want to hear
right.
about the track, nigga? Right. Rock, I got you next season, baby. I got you next season. You did a
hey,
good
I
job as a host, though. Yeah, you might
hey,
get a spin on
that. That.
You
I
might get a spin
hey,
on
that. Run
bro.
That. Run
but,
that. Run the new. Run that sneak peek, that new drop for the new season, your drop, and then
that theme
the ending drop.
Gotcha.
Like what?
All
you,
right. That's
yeah,
what,
yeah.
What you talking about?
Can't catch the beginning
of that. Can't catch the beginning of that. All right, that's what's up, man.
Right.
Sneak peek, Ground Hard Radio. Let's get this.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yo, it's the boss, Big Chronicles, and you're listening to Ground War Radio. Come ride with the team, with the host, Carter Mafioso, Young Nah, Just KP, King Diggs, Miss Chiefs, Problem, and DJ Sergeant Rock. We are Reality Radio, groundhardradio.com. We run this shit. Squad deep, my nigga. Check gang. My team's still better than yours. Stop the fuckers. Mobbing on you hoes. You dig? Mob. The boss, Big Chronicles, and you're listening to Ground War Radio.
Grind hard radio, we mob, and we run the matrix with the ball. Get chronic all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in.
From the 619 to the 228 to the 330, we grind. Got Just KP with the hip hop news while y'all not spit that fire. Call 323 693 3043 this week. Got hot topics every week, awareness shows to help our feet.
Grind hard radio, we mob, and we run the matrix with the ball. Get chronic all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in. Grind hard radio, we mob, and we run the matrix with the ball. Dick, grind a tea, all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in. Live interviews, hip-hop trivia, and Papa the Dumpy, Charles Billinger, executive producer, Tiny Brunner. We are Reality Radio. Team Grind Hard, number one on Blog Talk, GHR, Texas Squad. Grind Hard Radio, we mob, and we run the matrix with the ball. Dick Grind a G, all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in. Grind Hard Radio, we mob, and we run the matrix with the ball. Dick Grind a G, all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in.
Radio.
We run this shit.
Why they call us the dynamic duo? You know what I'm saying? And big bro, big ups to you, nigga. I look up, bro. That's all I gotta say.
Hey, that's what it is, bro. you know, I'm gonna pass the torch down. You gotta run with it. You
hey, man,
know,
I'm loving it. I'm loving it, Carter. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about you, you do not discriminate on your promos. You go in like you recording a real song, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And look, don't, you know what? That's another thing that's missing. You know what I'm saying? Because you can listen to the radio station all day long, but they don't have no dope promos. I'm talking about they shit is just lame. It's all watered down, and they throwing all these goddamn effects and shit. Ain't hitting on shit. It just sounds whack as fuck. But when you do promos, my nigga, you go all the way in. So I got to salute you on that,
salute,
man. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
A lot of people don't know how to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, they good at rapping and good at, you know, being on stage talking to the crowd. But when it comes to doing some shit for like a radio station or internet radio or just promos for DJs, period, you go all the way in. So
Let me shout out a bit more, too, man. You know, because I feel like a lot of times bro don't even throw himself out there. And I get it, cause Bud is modest. You know what I'm saying? We call him Preacher Mod sometimes. I got that from KC. But Carter does drops for the Sade Champagne show. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the highest rated shows on the network. You know what I'm saying? So to do, and even when I co-host with her show, just that's putting us in a whole nother fucking audience that we might not normally tap in at. You know what I'm saying? So he does a lot. You know, he does drop for Radio Divas, a lot of stuff, man. A lot of shit that folks don't even know about. You know, so that's another thing I wanted to say. I hope this season coming up, man, you get to kind of see what Carter really does. You understand what I'm saying? And as with this business we're going into, Ground Hard Radio Promotions, I'm glad it took this long to get everything kind of off the ground, man, because I want the audience to follow us as we do it together. You know what I'm saying? So it's a beautiful
ride.
That's salute to you, big bro.
Big plans coming for y'all, too.
Yeah.
And one time for Charles Billinger, man. I haven't met him yet, but I can't wait to meet this man because I don't know what's going on. You know, why you think I call him Slim and I call Jit Baby? Because Jit is in everybody's face pretty much. I mean, you know, that's just what it is on social media. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, Jit, Jit does his fucking job. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Charles Billinger is obviously doing his job too, and nobody sees him, and nobody knows what the hell he's doing. And I love that kind of shit, because that's that underground boss shit. You know what I'm talking about? For real.
Right.
So shout out to Charles Billinger for keeping the lights on, man. What we gonna get into next? Do I have time for at least one more question from y'all?
One more question? Absolutely, bro. We got about 5 to 10 more minutes left.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna do one more question, and then we gonna kill it, do our shout outs, and we gonna get out of here. But I'm gonna do one more question.
Indeed.
All right. Now, Jit, this for you. I want to hear you first on this. All right. I had to clear my throat. Let me clear my throat.
I just got obsessed with the mall, man. Like, I just say that shit. When I wake up in the morning before I get my cereal, I open that motherfucking refrigerator door and I say, ma.
I love it. I love it. Look, I knew Carter was going to start putting that on tracks, too. Just to let y'all know that I kind of figured that was
coming.
Man.
Let me tell you.
We got the mod t-shirts coming, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm coming with it, too. So just let me know when I need to turn mine in. I'm coming with it, too, because I'm mobbing with you, too, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. Get it.
Now, okay. On the Jit side of things, you know what I'm saying? You being the boss, you being the mayor of Duval County, shout out to the whole entire Jacksonville, you know what I'm saying, for rocking with Jit, you know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't rocking with Jit, you need to be, because this brother is thorough, and he does his job, and he loves what he does, and he knows what he's doing. Let me ask you this. As far as the independent grind, Jit, and, you know, artists coming through the Ground Hard Radio Show, besides them making sure that everything is labeled right so we'll understand what they got going on, what would be some more advice that you would give these independents when dealing with internet radio shows or radio stations or street DJs or street promotions or managers or anything, what is some of the best advice that you could give them?
You know what? I got two things I want to throw out there, man. Get you a good fucking graphic designer. You know, a lot of times folks love illusions. They love nice, flashy shit. Some folks like, you know, low-key shit, you know what I'm saying? Get you a graphic designer that's going to do you justice, you know what I'm saying? And I can help folks with that. You know, if I can submit a person to go to DX Media or whatever fucking company
right.
I know, and we work out whatever we need to work out, get you a good graphic designer, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to think about everything that we do. And I know we're supposed to be out here in these streets, and we out here in these streets, but a lot of shit is run by internet, you know what I'm saying? A lot of shit
right.
is run by
right.
streaming, you know what I'm saying? So you always
right.
going to get the most bang for your buck, you know? So I always say get you a good, solid, reasonable fucking graphic designer, and also get a website, you know what I'm saying? A lot of folks get shit misconstrued. It's good to have your shit on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, but that's not a website, you know what I'm saying? You can go to Wix, you can go to Blogger, there's so many free fucking sites. Get you a website so when folks do go and research you and check you out, we can find all your shit in the one-stop shop. You know what I'm saying? So I think
right.
about these young artists. You know, I can't say for all artists. They get it misconstrued. You know, you might have that buzz on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, but those are not websites. You know what I'm saying? Get you a personal
right.
website. You know, so those would
right.
be the main two tips that I would throw out there, bro. You know what I'm saying? Good graphic designer and get you a website.
And shout out to DX Media and DX Customs because they have done an amazing, outstanding job.
Since the beginning, dog. Since 2011.
Look, I went all the way back, bro. And you seen it when I did it, Jit. I went all the way back and I was like, these flyers is like, every time I'm scrolling. I'm like, ooh. So now he's really at the peak of his perfection. You understand me?
Yeah.
So I just want to shout out DX Media and DX Customs for keeping it jumping and keeping it going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because, you know, for him to be in the position that he's in to actually help other people with their imaging, which in the business world, imaging means your look or the way you're presenting your package. You know what I'm saying? And DX
yeah.
Media has pretty much sandblasted the competition. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because
I see this shit on social media. I see what Diego be doing. You know what I'm saying? And that's just number love. You know what I'm talking about? And I just want to send a shout out to DX Media, DX Customs. You know, y'all keep up the good work, man. Don't stop. You know what
I'm
saying?
I love that nigga. And well, I give him creative control. Bruh design the flyer. The only thing that I might tell this nigga to do is what order to put the cast members on the flyer. I won't call it to the left of me. I won't nod to the right of me or whatever the case may be. That's the only input I
right.
have. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
when a motherfucker, and I want to say this real quick, not to keep carrying on because Carter, I'm going to let you get it. When a motherfucker has a job, man, you have to let folks do their job. Not saying that you can't put no input in because, of course, if you're spending money with a motherfucker, you know, you're going to have a little bit of say-so. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the end of the day, that man knows what the fuck he's doing. That's why he get paid for doing DX Media and DX Customs.
Amen.
So I want to salute him, and he also posted that on social media a couple of days ago. I give him 100% complete control of every flyer since 2011. And the only thing I might do is tell him where to position the people at. And that's just real
right.
talk. That's respect.
And that's love because you respect the fact that you feel. You feel
yeah.
he knows what he's doing. So if he's done gave you, you know what I'm saying, results, and you already know that he knows what he's doing, you ain't got to stand over him like he's in a cubicle or some shit doing a damn
yeah.
SAT. No, just tell him what you want and let DX Media go all the way off. You know what I'm saying?
Work
That's how
magic,
I am
baby.
With my son. All I got to do is tell my son, hey, Junior, I want this, that, and this. I got you. And he take off. I ain't got to worry about how he going to do it. I already know he going to do it right. So when you got that type of, I'm going to say it like Nate Dogg said it, you know what I'm saying? You got to have confidence in shit that you done seen. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, DX Media and DX Customs, that's just a big plus. And I appreciate him just, you know, staying with it. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
Because you got a lot of graphics artists out here, you know what I'm saying? They want to get paid. but they ain't making nobody look like nothing. They just rehashing old shit. You know what I'm saying? And DX Media, he comes out the box. He thinks outside the box. Every fly that I done seen, it's like, oh my God, this looks like a damn album cover. What the fuck? What is it? You know what
I'm
saying?
And it's going to talk. Yeah, salute to DX Media. Right. And I appreciate that, Rock. Real talk. Thank you, bro.
Real shit. Carter. No,
yep,
don't tell me we got a man down. No.
No, I'm on the phone. What you talking about?
You okay, ain't say nothing.
I did say something, but you spoke when I spoke.
Oh, okay. My
you
bad.
Spoke
my
at the
bad.
Same
my,
time.
I apologize,
nah,
brother. I apologize, my brother.
I got the same question.
Yeah, same question, man.
All right. What's the question again?
Hey, shit, that was loud. I love it. Hey, I was basically saying, you know, what advice would you give anybody getting into internet radio or, you know, wanting to deal with other people, street teams, promotions, you know, internet radio, radio stations, you know what I'm saying? What's some more advice that you could throw out there? Because you're very knowledgeable, you know what I'm saying? And I like to hear you talk. So give the up-and-comers, independent artists some good knowledge to grow on one time for me.
Okay. I can sum it up in three words since we're running out of time. The main thing you should focus on and the main thing you need to do to be successful, if you're thinking about becoming anything in the music industry, is have a plan.
Right.
Have a game plan. That's real talk. Have a game plan.
If you, whatever you do in life, if you got a plan, you know, that's your guideline to proceeding on what you want to do. Just have a plan, man. Because, you know, Jit had to have a plan before he didn't say, I'm going to just start a radio show just for the hell of it.
Right,
right.
He had a plan,
right.
You know, let me start this radio show. Eventually, people going to hear about it. They going to tell their other people. Eventually, I'm going to have guests. Eventually, it's going to work out. So,
right.
You know, have a plan, man. And, you know, it's either going to work for you and it's not. But if that don't work out, you know, we all as black people, you know, we are creators. And, you know, if you can't do one thing, you'll be good at something else. So use what God created, you know, and use your talents, man, and find it within, you know. But most of all, have a plan. And that's with anything you do in life. Have a plan, man. Don't just be out here living and don't just, you know, don't be out here just doing music, you know. Take it somewhere. Have a plan for it. Try to set a legacy, you know. Try to leave something behind for somebody who really, you know, ain't got nothing or don't know what to do next, you know.
Right.
But all that comes with having a plan, bro.
I love you, Carter, for that. You know what I'm saying?
Too,
because a lot of people,
yeah.
A lot of people on this planet really don't understand what you just said. You know what I'm saying? Basically,
right.
What the man was trying to tell everybody was, in order for your plan to work, you got to work your plan. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have
there
a plan, ain't nothing gonna work. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
That's what it is.
God,
I love
bro,
that.
I like that. Oh, yeah.
Well, look. I'm going to tell both of y'all like this. I really enjoyed interviewing y'all tonight, man, because I got a chance
fun,
to be
man.
Myself. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Fun,
and I want to send shouts out to Jit. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you for calling on me. You know what I'm saying? Just to rap with y'all a little taste. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody's
Absolutely.
Different. You know, everybody, you know, asks their questions different ways, but you allow me
right.
to be myself. Carter, you allowed me to be free. You know what I'm saying? And I really
you
do
did
appreciate
a good
y'all, brother, for that.
Job,
and this ain't gonna
too,
be the
man.
Last
good
one. this ain't gonna be the last one. Nah, this ain't gonna be the last one. Cause anytime, just say, "Hey, Rock, I need you to interview such and such." Okay, I got you.
There you go. Play your part. I was just saying
that's how you
earlier when
on,
you
baby.
Asked me. Everybody gotta play their part. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Play your part. You remember what
you
we
know,
talked about, Rock, when we first
right.
talked? You know. Come on,
right.
man. This is our last chance. So we can't let them jitterbugs outdo us. Let's show these jitterbugs what time it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on every
got
motherfucking
got job
to left. Kill me.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just KP, Young Nye, King Diz, you know, they be spitting.
Young
you
bucks.
Know, we can't let them young bucks outdo us. Man, let's get on it. Come on.
Because
niggas be spitting. I'm trying to keep up with them. That shit.
Let me
okay.
see.
Niggas.
Okay.
Help me
okay.
out.
Okay.
Help me
okay.
out.
Okay.
So, Rob,
you know,
can I get my last little shout out there, man? I just want to say something to the world real quick before we dip out.
Go ahead.
All right, so, fellas, when you hit the pussy, when you're about to hit the pussy, you go bang, bang, bang. Let me tell you what we're going to do, man, for 2016, for the remainder of 2016. Before you hit the pussy and before you put that condom on, man, I want you to go one time. Check name. I'm out, baby.
And then I'm going to scream, drill.
Hey, and after
bang,
you
bang,
finish,
bang, bang.
Dick, can I get the deep breath, Dick, after you finish? Can I get the...
Go ahead, bro.
Can I get the... I don't know if you got the sound bite on that. Let me get that. After you finish, after you get your man, after you bust one, what you going to do? You going to say,
oh, shit, okay, I got to feel strong, nigga. We gon' get it, bro. I wasn't quite ready, you know what I'm saying? But we gon' get it. It's coming. I'm a little slow, goddamn it.
Oh.
I like to take my time with the pussy.
Hey, man, look. I enjoyed this interview, man. I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, allowing me to interview y'all. I appreciate the combo and the whole
Rock.
Fellowship and the brotherhood, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? Jen talking that shit, but look, we've been off for a couple weeks, and you know what? Jit,
right.
I got to give you another shout-out, man, because the whole time we was off, we was like, Rock, I know we off, but get what? I'm going to do a throwback show. I'm going to run that. Bam.
Right.
I know we off, but look, I want you to interview me and Carter Mafioso and Rock.
Right.
I'm like, man, look, I don't give a damn. I'm in tune to the schedule. It's over with. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? You know,
you
I'm
like,
but I ain't
bit,
supposed to pop
like
up. I'm going to pop up anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I appreciate y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get our, you know, shout-outs on and get on out this thing. You know what I'm saying? So Carter Mafioso, the VP of Grind Hard Radio, Hard
MVP,
Time,
baby.
ENT 803, Mob. Get on,
yeah,
get it on, bro.
Okay, I'm going to put it like this. I'm going to say shouts out to the motherfucking executive producer, the other amigos, the three amigos, John Villager, my motherfucking brother, my motherfucking real brother, my partner, my motherfucking ride or die,
you,
my motherfucking mob boss, the mayor,
right.
G-fucking Chronicles, and DJ Sonny Rock. Salute
True.
To the whole GHR and the whole motherfucking world. Ma, it's too
True.
Many to name because I be forgetting motherfuckers. So the whole motherfucking world, whoever fuck with Carter, I fucks with you. I love you.
It's
catch
awesome,
me bro. At FaceMar803@gmail.com or send your booking to HardTime803@yahoo. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday night from 11 to 1. With Ted Grindhard and the motherfucking boss, the mayor, G. Chronicles.
My.
That's what's
Trill.
Up, what's up?
Hey, I just want to give my shout out to my motherfucking brother, though. You know what I'm saying? Big bro, nothing but motherfucking respect. Keep doing what you do, DJ Sergeant Rock. I see you.
Oh,
shout out to the EP, man. Shout out to the whole motherfucking team. And I can't wait for next Thursday, season 25.
Oh,
all
yeah.
I can say, bro, this shit going to be lit. You dig?
That's
and
right.
Fuck. Turn up. Hey,
and I'm going to let y'all know like this right here. South, south. To the whole entire team, Ground Hard, everybody. You know what I'm talking about? I don't care if you were an old school member, an ex-member, new member.
Right.
If you've ever been a member or been a part of Ground Hard Radio, please believe that you family. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you represent us, we're going to represent y'all to the fullest, to the day we die. You understand me? One time for
Charles Billinger.
The executive producer, you know what I'm talking about, who keeps these Transformers. You know, everybody else Transformers getting struck down by lightning, but when Charles come on the scene, the Transformers don't get hit. You know what I'm saying? So there's love right there because we got the lights on. You understand me? One time for Jit, the mayor of Duval County, the real mayor of Duval County. Why everybody's
playing. Coming soon.
Black Talk Live coming soon. So y'all get ready for that. You know what I'm talking about? One time for the number one VP in the business, Carter Mafioso Hard Time,
EP 803.
Because this how we mob. You know what I'm saying? And it's really going down. One time for King Diz, Ohio's Finest. One time for Just KP. He will be back in the new season with some more hip-hop news for y'all ass. If y'all don't know what's going on, he gonna make sure he keep you up to date. You understand me? One time for Young Nah. The whole team rock with me. One time for dope-ass music who always come through and talk shit. You know, everybody's favorite light-skinned brother that everybody's favorite light-skinned brother likes. You understand me? It's really going down. One time for the Radio Divas. New season about to crank up. So y'all make sure y'all turn in to the ladies. You understand me? Because the ladies definitely got it going on. You feel me? You understand? And if you really want to be grown or be gone, you need to holler at my girl Tweety B at Chop Trio with Grown Folks Business, man. Because I'm talking about, oh my God, it's really going down at Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the listeners who keep us in the game. Without the listeners and the support of the listeners, we still wouldn't be here right now. And shout out to my dog J Chronicles one more again and the whole entire Ground Hard Radio Network for 5 years of complete excellence. You understand me? With internet radio, we are reality radio. Jit said it. We coined the phrase reality radio, and that's what it is. So we run the matrix. You understand me? And shouts out to the whole workshop, Below the Level Music, FUM Incorporated, Heavyweight Management, Curly Q Promotions, my number one promoter, and everybody else in this thing, man, is really going down, man. We are Ground Hard Radio. We run the matrix. You understand me? And we out this raggedy ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Ground Hard Radio, you bastard.
Yes, it's out your motherfucking mind, partner.
Mako, one of the ocean's most ferocious predators. Unrivaled in power, unmatched in speed. Until now. Mako, Orlando's tallest, fastest, longest coaster, has surfaced at SeaWorld. Experience even more thrills at Aquatica, SeaWorld's water park. For a limited time, visit both parks for just $99. Taxes, service fees, and parking not included. Restrictions apply.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Max and the Sausage, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit, 2-for-$4 deal.
Here's my opinion. I like the biscuit at Burger King. It's got that fresh baked smell. And your whole breakfast is in there. Eggs, cheese, sausage. And they're 2-for-$4. You got it? Am I trending now?
Yeah, Max. Hashtag biscuits. Try a freshly baked sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, now just $2 for $4, only at Burger King. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. At participating restaurants, limited time only.